I'm afraid I have a confession. The tool I'm going to talk about in this next little podcast isn't really a Web 2 tool, but it is a free tool and it is available as a download and it's open source. So I hope I'm going to be able to sneak that one under your radar. It's called TuxPaint. I've seen students often struggle completely with the Windows version of Paint. But I've also seen them produce some amazing things, especially given that the feature set is so narrow. Well, TuxPaint could be a way that they can stretch their artistic capabilities a bit, but using a tool that's incredibly user-friendly. It's designed from the ground up to be accessible to younger students, but that doesn't mean it couldn't be used by older students as well, given the feature set that it has in it. So it's available to download, and it's you can use it on Mac OS, on Windows, or on Linux operating systems. As I said, it's free. When you download it, you will obviously need to install it or have your network staff install that for you. But it can be installed around school and or included on a base image, so that might make things easier. The feature set within it is, as I said, quite extensive. So you've got drawing tools like a paint tool, a line tool, a shape tool, text and labels and that kind of thing. You also get some rubber stamps, and they've got actually hundreds within the gallery of different little icon-sized images that you can paint with and plaster all over the screen. Now that's a sort of talent in itself, using that thoughtfully and carefully and getting the best from it. They've also got magic or special effects tools, which are just so wide-ranging. There's an awful lot of them. So you've got kaleidoscopic things and noise and Picasso-type tools and mosaics and all that kind of stuff. You're able to save TuxPaint as stored as native file within the TuxPaint program folder. So that might be something that needs considering. But one thing about TuxPaint is it's highly configurable. So you can change lots of the code just using a user interface that's provided. So ability is also quite a powerful feature, especially if you've got that kind of hacking mentality. So there are lots of learning and where things save. So I think it's worth a look, even though it's not a Web 2 tool. TuxPaint.